This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Anybody else, raise your hand. Where are you? I want to see you. Where are you? What, yeah, exactly. Friday's your start. What are you going to do for the weekend? What's on deck? Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. I'm actually taking what remains of my family, because most of them are across the fruited plain being educated.
You're becoming an empty nester.
Almost, yeah. One left. Little Haley. And she's in high school, so... You know, you can see the finish line over there to get him through school. But anyway, Haley, Maria, and I are going to Canby, Minnesota on Sunday. You know where Canby is, Todd? You're a Minnesota boy.
I don't.
Southwest Minnesota.
By the way, I renounced my Minnesota citizenship years ago. Just you know.
Yeah, I should have. Down there by Marshall, Minnesota, southwest Minnesota, not far from the South Dakota line.
Oh, okay.
This is where Canby is. That's where my mom grew up. And my uncle, my oldest uncle, the oldest brother of my mom who passed away last April, Laverne Tilges, is 90. We're going to go down there and celebrate his 90th birthday.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
Yeah. So my wife has an uncle that's 90. And Kenny Berg, folks, I remember Kenny from the, you know, Late Night Red Owl Store over the years. So Kenny is 90 now. I think 90, maybe not quite 91, is he? I don't remember when that 90th birthday was, but his birthday wasn't all that long ago to be 90. Now I have a 90-year-old one. So you got to celebrate that, for crying out loud. So that's the plan for the weekend. A little UND football. Just for you, Todd, I said UND football. And, you know, fun weekend. Lots of fun. And I'm getting ready for a Hustfest. We'll be there a week from today. Really looking forward to that. Amy Grant is on the show today. Famous artist. I mean, she's up there. Amy Grant would have to be probably, wouldn't you say, you know, the top 10% of most famous artists ever? She's been at it so long. When you think about her career, I love Amy Grant. She will be there next Thursday, 1 o'clock at Hustfest. Monday, we're going to talk to Richard Sturban, and could you find, before the show is out today, Richard Sturban's most famous line in one of the Oak Ridge Boys songs? Todd, Richard Sturban is the guy with the voice in the Oak Ridge Boys, and you remember the oom papa, mau mau voice from the Elvira song? Yeah. Exactly right. He's going to be here Monday because, of course, the Elkridge Boys, too, will be at Hustle.
Elvira.
So. Elvira. Yeah, we got Elvira.
Elvira.
Sure.
My grandmother's name was Elmira, but she heard this on the radio and thought it was for her. And probably about as close as you're going to get, you know. Nobody names their kid Elmira anymore.
I love it.
It's like cherry wine.
That's Jill Bonzel, I think, sitting there.
I guess I forgot when the Oom Papa Mama. I guess that's a little bit later on in the song, isn't it? It's been a while.
A little ways in, yeah.
Well, I can keep it going in the background as you set the scene, and when we get there, we can all celebrate.
Doug Burgum will be here a little later on in the program, North Dakota governor. And also, we're going to chat with the president and chair of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, a gentleman by the name of President Neil Kashkari. He will be in North Dakota Monday, actually up at the University of North Dakota Monday for the something they call the Eye of the Hawk series. We get a lot of questions about the Fed. You know, exactly right. Yeah, that's the guy. Monday, Richard Sturban on the program. Plus, we're doing Safety Talk Monday. So, yeah, we're gonna have some real fun. We are. So anyway, President Neil Kashkari, from the Federal Reserve Bank. A lot of questions about quantitative easing and other things related to the Fed, so we'll do that today, too, on the program, okay? In the meantime, what's on your mind? That is the name of the show, after all. What's on your mind? Share that with me. Would you? 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd or I. Todd takes your text at 701-226-8503. Mine at 701-367-2054. Yeah. By the way, got a lot of really interesting emails, texts yesterday that I didn't even get a chance to get to on the topic of Obamacare and repealing it. So I'll make sure I get some of those in today. That's why we always suggest you call first, because the callers take precedent. We had a lot of calls yesterday, and a lot of people were hard at work yesterday calling the office of Senator Heidi Heitkamp. So much so, I want you to pat yourself on the back right now, folks. Okay? Literally just give yourself a little pat right there on the back, because whenever you are trying to accomplish a goal and you have an opponent, whenever your opponent reacts to what you're doing, they're on defense, you're on offense. The opponent in this case is Chuck Schumer and Heidi Heitkamp, who are birds of a feather stuck together when it comes to thinking that Obamacare and all the harm it has caused North Dakotans should be maintained. They're defending Obamacare. On the other side, you have Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, Governor Burgum, President Trump, Vice President Pence, all over here saying, let's give this to the states. Let's block grant the dollars there. Let's fix this mess. Let's repeal and replace this with something the founders at least could envision as possible. And she's against it. So I started the program yesterday to say that we don't do this very often, but I thought this issue, given all the pain we have heard from you over the phone, through the microphone on this issue, was worth us suggesting that you take the step of calling Senator Heitkamp and telling her you want Obamacare repealed, replaced. You want her to switch votes to vote yes next week on Graham Cassidy. That's the bill, all right? Guess what happened? We left the air at 11 a.m., and a few hours later in the afternoon, Senator Heitkamp puts up a post that is almost laughable. I want to hear your thoughts on Obamacare. She says all the stuff Chuck Schumer tells her to say, like the new Republican health care bill is just as bad as the others, and it would rip away health care for many, and they love the rip away. They've obviously tested that, so they're trying that. And again, what it should say is, I trust Washington, D.C. more than I trust Bismarck, which is ridiculous. Okay? But she says, I want to hear your thoughts. Call my office to share how this bill would impact you and your family. So she's asking you to call her, just like we asked you to call her yesterday. And I'll tell you why. So many of you called. She heard so many people on the other side. She's hoping there's a few people on her side. I have a memo for her. There's not. They could meet in a phone booth. So what she ought to do is get on board with this bill, and then if there are impacts, fix them at the state level, where they're a lot easier to fix than at the federal level. So give her her wish, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the vote's Wednesday. Keep the pressure up. 202-224-2043. So many of these calls yesterday. The phones were busy. They melted down. They had to put people on hold, because that's how good you are at this, folks. I love it. So now they got to do this. They are on defense. They are scared. Now's the time. Maybe we can get her to come our way. You never know. I think enough people call, she'll have to. Politically, she'll see it as absolutely treacherous. So call 202-224-2043 and then tell us what you find, okay? All right, let's see here. Joe in Winnipeg is first up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi. I'm just curious, because I hear you talking about how much you like the plan to go to the different states, but I'm just curious about what's going to happen, because because North Dakota and I think Montana are the only two states in our nation that are actually responsible with their dollars and stuff like that. But all the rest of the states are often in debt or even bankrupt, like California, and they abuse, whenever money comes in, they abuse it and use it up.
I think your criticism is fair directed at California and maybe a handful of other states. I don't think it's, I mean, first of all, on every detail, Joe, you're going to have to say, who do I trust more? The states? So if I'm in North Dakota, I'm going to trust the fact that Governor Burgum and legislators, citizen legislators, are going to do this better than Washington, D.C. bureaucrats. Okay? So that's the first thing. Second of all, while you're right about North Dakota and other states, I don't think as many are as in. Put it this way. There's $20 trillion in debt in the federal government. Find me a state that's in that kind of trouble. All right? Questions, who do you trust? More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
There's millions of tourists that come to New York City every single year. Not many get to be on the set of Fox and Friends and see the entire crew. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hennin. My wife Maria and I, every year for the last few years, have brought our listeners to Fox and Friends in New York City. It's really fun. And, of course, so much more. Monday, November 27th, that's when we leave. We'll come back on Saturday, December 2nd. And in between, you'll have the trip of your life. You really will. And you'll have a whole bunch of new friends. There's a little shopping time. There's great food. And you know what? Just some incredible memories that will last a lifetime. If you'd like all the details on this very special trip, hurry. Call Jason at 952-898-0008 right now. 952-898-0008. Or go online to grouptravelplanners.com. grouptravelplanners.com. The deadline for sign up at this very special price will end very soon. Christmas time at New York City. You'll never stop talking about it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For you there. She'll join us later in the program. She'll be at Husfest Thursday at 1 o'clock. Richard Sturban Monday on the program. If you don't know who Richard Sturban is, Todd can help you out with that. All right.
This thing's Papa Oom, Papa Oom, Papa Oom, Papa Mau Mau. That guy.
That guy, right. Yep. Makoti Thrashing Show is this weekend. Tractor Trek is today. Windy Ride. I want to encourage your listeners to come on out to Makoti, North Dakota, and enjoy all the festivities. It's a texter, one of our fine listeners. I don't think anyone in Illinois can trust their state government. Well, true, but do you trust it more than your federal government? You want people you actually can find?
Yeah, I think a higher per capita ratio of people who are dead vote in Illinois than nationwide, so.
Yeah. Another texter. I love your show. I listen almost every day. I love that you guys really discuss a lot of family values and topics. I don't like that you are following up on this Dakota Access Pipeline lawsuit. It's unfortunate that it needed to be done. I'd like to have more regular updates on investigations going on in the national scene as far as Bernie Sanders' wife and her fraud investigation with the University of Burlington, the ongoing Hillary Clinton investigation, and any of those on Obama's inner circle. It'd be nice to have regular updates. As a regular taxpaying citizen, it frustrates me that these people seem to commit atrocious crimes and just get away with them. Thank you. All right. Thanks for the call. Chad and Dickinson. You're next on the program, 800-228-0550. Give us a call, text, emails, or phone calls to 258-0550 are welcome. Hello, sir.
Hey, Scott. Hey, just driving around here in the Bakken. But I wanted to mention something. I'm also an NPR listener. And last night on a program called All Things Considered, they were doing a report about flood insurance with everything that's going on down in Houston. And they were talking to a lady who said that her house has been flooded three times since 2009 in Houston. And she was saying how she bought her house back in the late 70s for $83,000. And the first time her house flooded back in 2009, she got an insurance check for $200,000. And she was joking about a notebook she has. She calls it her notebook of life, in which she has itemized every single item she owns, from skillets to silverware to picture frames. Oh. That's what she uses for the insurance adjusters. Since she's also gotten a second $200,000 check the last time it flooded, and she is expecting in a couple weeks now a $300,000 check from the insurance company, which basically says that the taxpayers have paid this lady over $700,000 for an $83,000 house. But that's not what my concern is. My concern is this lady was talking about a grant program that the government offers to flood, consistent flood victims, to buy out their property and move somewhere else. She said that her and her husband were just in the process of doing it, but it is such a long and drawn-out process that it takes years. There's so much paperwork that it's almost pointless trying to do it. I wanted to call in on a day when maybe Hovind or Kramer are on and ask them why that couldn't be sped up a little bit, but that's, to me, that just seems crazy. The only thing that she knows for sure is that she's getting a check in a couple of weeks for $300,000.
Yeah, I remember a similar situation after the flood of 97 in Grand Forks where, okay, you had damage. You received a payment if you had flood insurance, but the condition was you couldn't rebuild. You know, they weren't going to let you rebuild there again because obviously it'd be, and then some people would choose not to take it. Well, then they could stay there, but they didn't get any payment either. Because to me, you can't, I mean, that's just okay, if why did it flood? It's going to flood again. We're not going to do this again. Fine. Own up to the insurance, pay them, get them whole, get them out of there. Don't let them go back in there. That seems to be the worst part of it, in addition to what you're talking about, just taking forever on the buyout and the move. But this, yep. Does this surprise you at all?
I guess not really. But the thing is that they were talking about a select group of homes. These were consistent flood-related. You know, not just your regular flood insurance. Like Grand Forks, yeah, that was horrible. I remember that. And it happens. The last time it happened was a long time before that, and hopefully it doesn't happen anytime soon. But these were talking about the areas in New Orleans and Florida and Texas that are consistently flooded. And And it's just basically, they're just guaranteed money. And she actually made the comment that she would love to see her house burn down. She would dance on the ashes if she could just get out of there. But it's the grant, to get the grant is jumping over hoops. And wow. I just think that's a little ridiculous. We're more willing to pay out $700,000 to a person than to just move them on these consistent flooding basis. So that was my comment.
Well, it's frustrating. Yeah, for sure.
I was also actually going to ask you if there's a possibility I could get a sound bite of your guys' new ad that you have me on. I heard that the other day. This is your happy Democrat here.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I don't. Todd, how could he do that? We often take snippets.
Get his info and we'll shoot it over. But
yeah, if you hang on a sec, Manny, we'll get your email. We'll send it off to you, okay?
So this guy here. Fire.
I was a Democrat until I grew up, and Trump's my first Republican vote, and I do believe Obama and Heidi were my last Democrat vote.
So what is it about you voted for her? Why are you mad about
her? I didn't understand politics back then. You're a big reason why I've seen things differently. I've seen now, being a Democrat, what they do, how they work, how they operate, the people that believe that way and how insane they are. I know, because I kind of was one of them.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, this gives me an enormous amount of gratitude to hear somebody say that they listen to the program and it has affected their views. We're not here to indoctrinate anybody. We're not here to brainwash anybody. We're here to tell you why we think what we think and have a conversation about it. And I think it's impossible to listen to the depth of you know, just flat out common sense that comes from our audience and not have it ultimately influence you. I love it. That's why I love this audience. I really, really do. Somebody's asking if the Twins won. They did. They did win. Joe Mauer got three hits. Twins pitching was incredible. Bullpen pitched great. Twins extended their lead over L.A. Now, this is the big part, 2.5 games. You know, the Twins lost 103 games last year. So a year ago, they lost 103 games. No team has ever lost that many games and gone to the playoffs in the next year. The Twins are 9 games away from doing what has never been done before. Right into baseball history. If that doesn't get you fired up, check your pulse. I don't know what will. I think it's pretty cool. Really cool. Amy Grant. Yes, that Amy Grant. Then more of your calls. Governor Burgum coming up and much more on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fest, less than a week. 1 o'clock performance next Thursday at Hust Fest. She'll join us in just a couple of minutes here on What's On Your Mind. We're going to New York City again, and the deadline is fast approaching, October 2nd. So if you've been thinking about this, they told me yesterday we're over half sold now. So we have just a week and a half or so to fill the remaining slots. So if you want it, it's sold out every year. I would strongly suggest you get the information and ask any questions you might have and sign up to go to New York City, the Big Apple, and have the tour of your life. It's so darn fun. Monday, November 27th, we leave, and we get a little city tour when we arrive. We go to the famous Cat's Deli. That's where when Harry met Sally, that deli, Billy Crystal. And, yeah, you remember it. Anyway, we stay at the Homewood Suites, Midtown Manhattan. Fabulous breakfast, free every morning. It's fantastic. Great central location to all the action. And we do a cruise on Tuesday night around Manhattan Island. And that is just fabulous, with a great meal and cocktails and the whole thing. Phantom of the Opera, the second full night we're there, after dinner at Carmine's. We do Fox and Friends. And Fox and Friends has a new studio. So, you know, Steve Doocy, Brian Kilmeade, the whole crew, we go in there, we get to high-five them, have fun. They put us on TV for a couple of minutes. It's a blast. 9/11 Memorial Museum, the Rockettes, the Carol King Musical, which is called Beautiful, lunch at Tavern on the Green. I mean, Central Park, you can't beat that. The trip is just phenomenal. It really is. So grouptravelplanners.com is the website. There's also a telephone number you can call, and I'll give you an email address. Telephone number is 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008, or the email is grouptravelplanners@mail.com. Grouptravelplanners@mail.com. If you need the number, email anything in addition to that, you can always just send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, and I'll connect you up. But remember, if you've been thinking about it, don't wait much longer. They're going to go. Galen in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello. Thanks for getting my call. I'm wondering if you know if there is any, in the new healthcare law, if there's any kind of negotiations with pharmaceutical companies for the United States when drugs come in.
So you're wondering if there's any what? I understand that what you're talking about, drugs coming in from Canada, but you want to know if what is in and in
what? Is there negotiations involved where the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or the United States government negotiates? I take Advair, a drug, and here in the U.S. it's $533 for 1 month. I'm also able to order the same product from the same company. They give it a different name. It's the same contents, also by GlaxoSmithKline, for $85 if I just ordered myself through a pharmacy out of Canada. It's
$450. Yeah, and it's by the way, the position you're talking about is one that President Trump favors. It's been a long debate back and forth in Congress. It has to do with, obviously, the United States funding through the prices we pay for prescription drugs, the lion's share of the research and development that's done on drugs, right? And so if you say, okay, we're gonna mandate price controls and the U.S. price will have to be the same as the Canadian price, the pharmaceutical companies would argue there'll be less R&D, less dollars to go in to find that next drug, maybe a drug for cancer, whatever. So that's, you're paying for that. And so, you know, that's part of it. I don't understand why there can't be at least a little more of an equal distribution.
I agree with you.
What happens is in Canada, it's a small enough market, so the pharmaceutical companies go, over to heck with it, who cares, whatever. It's a tiny fraction of our overall market, so we're just going to play along with their price controls. And I understand, though,
they do this throughout the rest of the world. GlaxoSmithKline is the one company I have information on, and I provided this to all three of our members of the congressional delegation back in March. And $450 is what's coming out of health insurance, whether it's Blue Cross Blue Shield or Medicare, which I'm on now, that the rest of the world doesn't pay. And how come do we have to pay it? And this is a European company. It's headquartered in England.
Basically, the countries you're talking about are big government countries that have price controls. Now, I don't want price controls. I don't want the government deciding what something should cost. So the challenge there is the pharmaceutical companies, in my mind, need to decide whether they're going to play those games. I think those price controls would go away in those other countries if they said, we're out of here. We're not succumbing to your price controls. And the companies, in my mind, what they end up doing is succumbing to those rules. I understand what you're saying, but I also think we have to see some value in what we pay for a new drug, which is expensive. I get it. But that ultimately funds life-saving, life-changing drugs. Look what we've done. So it isn't all bad. I think it's more how other countries do it that are bad, myself. Gene and Robinson, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Gene. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling in on this cattle disaster program that they got. They get on the radio and the news and they tell everybody that they're giving the ranchers all this money, but they forget to tell them that they're deducting 40% right off the top of that. They're doing a deduct. Then they come in and they also come in and they look at your stocking rate and they say, oh, you got too many cattle for the amount of land you got. So they deduct it again. So they're coming into everybody's individual, operations and telling them, you know, using a general figure that says you maybe got too many. It makes it really difficult for to try and help your son get started or whatever, because you bring him out, try to help him get started. So maybe you do try to load a little heavier, do a little different things, go to pasture a little later, feed a little longer, different things like that. Well, now they're coming out in a disaster year and things are tight anyway, and then they deduct, and by the time they get done deducting everything, we're not getting anywhere near what they say they're giving us. And so it's given a lot of false information out to the public, because basically these government programs are not just for the farmer and rancher. They're out there to help keep food prices down, so everybody's benefiting from it, not just the farmer and rancher. They're just trying to keep the farmer and rancher going. I guess I just wanted to clarify some of that.
All right, Gene, glad you did. And tell you what I'll do. I'll flag this next time we have Congressman Kramer or Senator Hovind on. We'll give him a chance to respond to that, too, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a ton. What else we got here? A texter says, Scott, tell Democrats to call Heidi's office and ask her to vote in favor of the bill, since it implements wealth distribution and allows states like California to set up a single-payer system for their state. Maybe if Trump was a dealmaker, he could sell the senators on voting yes, even the socialist and communist ones. Well, I do think you ought to call the senator and tell her what you think of Obamacare. You've called us enough to tell us what you think of it. Here's our one and only chance to repeal and replace Obamacare. I don't think they'll be able to muster up another one. I really don't. Last chance. So call and let her know. She's now asking for you to call in hopes more people want her to vote with Chuck Schumer. I don't think you do. Do not vote with Chuck Schumer. That's what the message should be to Senator Heitkamp. Vote with Senator Hovind. Vote with Congressman Kramer. Vote with Governor Burgum. Vote with North Dakota, not Chucky Schumer. Call her at 202-224-2043. Folks, look who's here. The one and only Amy Grant. She's coming to Hustfest. 1 o'clock next Thursday in Minot. And she's here on our Newsmaker line right now. Amy, what's on your mind?
Well, gosh, lots of things. I'm heading out to our farm. Preparing for, I have a farm that I just let people use for different things just for fun. And a week from now, I'm hosting a songwriting experience. It's kind of like music therapy, and it's for 10 high-risk PTSD veterans. And we pair them each with a national songwriter. And it's a three-day program, and they write songs. They hopefully write a song, co-write a song, something about their experience. And we give them guitars and start them in ongoing guitar lessons. But, yes, I'm going out to spray for ticks. And
just life on the farm, got to spray for ticks. Right?
Life, yeah. That's right. That's the truth.
Oh, that's fantastic. You like life on the farm?
Well, I don't live there. I mean, it's really rustic. We have an outhouse. You have to not be dressed in stiletto heels or anything like that. But I do. It's a good reminder that, you know, people wear out faster than things do. There are a couple of old cabins on there that have probably seen 3 or 4 generations of people come through them. And they're not like Ralph Lauren cabins. They're like snakes and mice, little one-room jobs. So.
Well, there will be lots of people who live on farms and ranches and in homes in great communities all across the Northern Plains. It'll be coming to see you next Thursday, 1 o'clock, at Hustfest. I would call them an Amy Grant kind of audience, you know, all the way. Just wholesome, good, God-fearing, freedom-loving folks that love good entertainment. So we're really looking forward to having you come up to North Dakota. What do you remember of your previous trips to North Dakota?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I remember some really cold shows in Fargo. The first time I made it to the Dakotas, it was actually Kadoka, South Dakota. And I played on the back of a flatbed truck. I was in college. I'm 56 now, so that was decades ago. And every time truckers would go by the interstate, our sound system would pick up their CB radios. That'd be in the middle of a song, and you're like, good buddy. But, I think about the open beauty of that part of the country, and I'm glad we're flying in. I'm glad I'm playing in the daytime so we can poke around. And only bad thing about not having the bus there is usually we tuck our bicycles in the bay of the bus. And so we can kind of tool around town and see. So we'll just be walking.
That sounds like fun. Well, they call you the Queen of Christian Pop, and I always think about your career and how you really introduced almost a whole new genre single-handedly. And now, of course, the Christian music scene is huge, and you know there's whole radio stations that are just Christian music, and there's a lot of tours that happen that are Christian music. But you sort of took it, you took it mainstream, and now it's just exploded. Do you take some pride in that?
Well, I was going to say the term queen of anything is a little frightening. I just have always loved music. I love music, and especially music that's encouraging on any level, because I think what we wrap our minds around consciously or unconsciously shapes how we think. And
you got to love Amy Grant. More of our conversation with her after the break. Governor Doug Burgum coming up, too, on how to fix Obamacare with the help of North Dakota and other states. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the impact a workplace driver safety program has on an employee off the job.
If I can get my employee to take what they learned and take it home, especially in a driving environment, and make them so that they're modeling safe behavior for their kids and their family members, that's going to be multi-generational. Just like our kids learn everything else from us, they also pay attention when you're using your cell phone, when you're on the, you know, driving, and when you're not wearing your seatbelt, when you're doing anything else that's dangerous. They're going to model that behavior as soon as they have the opportunity to get a license, and then they're going to have hurdles to overcome too. And so there's an extra benefit for the family there as well.
To learn more about implementing a driver safety program in your workplace, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night. Stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
On What's on Your Mind, chat with Amy Grant. Our listener questions next up here. John says, Amy, after growing up as the most famous young female Christian and in the public eye, are you able to keep that passion for God alive today, or have you gotten comfortable in your relationship with Christ, as many of us sadly have done?
Well, I mean, life is a long journey, and I don't think, to me, our relationship, every relationship, is like a pendulum. You know, so whether you're talking about your relationship with God, relationship with family, relationship with spouse, I think that pendulum swings back and forth between being very present, grateful, aware, engaged, and checking out. And I feel like how wide that pendulum swings is kind of depends on maturity, but yes, there have definitely been times in my life that I have felt kind of numb Mostly because of whatever predicament I've gotten myself in. I went through a divorce, you know. When you're sort of trashing your own life, it's hard to feel really connected to God. You don't even really feel connected to yourself. Now, that stage for me, that chapter in my life was 2 decades ago. But just when I look over my life, I go, whew, that was a tough stretch. And but then right behind that, I felt the absolute most vulnerable and reconnected, probably in the deepest way I've ever connected in my understanding of God's love and mercy. And so, you know, are there days that I will get to the end of the day and think I didn't really pray a conscious prayer? Maybe. But, I mean, I wake up in the morning, and no matter if it's cold or hot, I stand outside in my bare feet and look at the sky. And, I mean, you can't help but go, whew, good job. Good job, God. So I guess maybe that's – and being in the public eye, I think, has nothing to do with our faith journey. I mean, it might have to do with drama sometimes in your personal life, but – even that, you know, I came along before social media, so there, I didn't ever really feel that stress.
How has life changed since hubby Vince is playing with the Eagles, Nancy wants to know?
Well, number one, he's on a diet.
We all are.
He said, I will not be the fattest man in show business. In rock and roll, that's what he said. How has life changed? You know, we have laughed and smiled going, you never know what is going to come down the pike. And Vince turned 60 last April, and then right around that time, he was asked by Don Henley to play with the Eagles after Glenn Frey's death. And so he, you know, He grew up on those songs like we all did, loved them, and I think he would say this is the hardest thing he's ever done, because Vince is a very free-form artist. He just responds to music, and the Eagles camp wants everything played just like the record. And so to have to sit down and memorize all of that music specifically is – that's been – like going to a university. You can think you know something until you try to perform it, and then it shows all the thin spots. So, but he's loved it. He's flying to Seattle. They've added 7 more shows this year, and he's having a blast.
Last quick one. Ask her about the song All I Ever Have to Be, where it came from.
Well, that song was written by Gary Chapman. I was married to Gary for 17 years, but we were not married when I heard that song. And I guess for him, it came from a journey of self-acceptance and leaning on God. And really, I mean, that really is what that song is for anybody. And the crux of the song is all I ever have to be is what you made me. And man, isn't that the challenge in life to go, what is my unique place in the universe when God put me together? yeah, it's a beautiful song.
And one last one was a prayer request from my mom. Kathy is her name. Her son Chris Larson is in a battle of all battles on a ventilator, fighting for his life, sedated right now. So she just asked for some prayers for her son, Chris. So one little special request to add to your prayer list from one of your fans. And there are many in North Dakota, and I know they're all scrambling to the computer right now to buy tickets if they haven't already for September 28th, 1 p.m. at the world-famous Norse Husfest in Minot, North Dakota. We'll see you there, Amy. Thanks so much for the time today.
So excited, Scott. See you soon.
Take care. Great to chat with you.
And she just, you didn't hear this, but she just said as it clicked off, I'll be praying for Chris, which is pretty sweet of her to you know,
add a little extra word about that for one of the listeners that weighed in. She will be at Puss Fest on Thursday, 1 o'clock. Richard Sturban. That's where you're supposed to play Papa, Mau Mau. Richard Sturban from the Oak Ridge Boys, Monday on the program. We're having a little fun on What's On Your Mind. Governor Burgum coming up on healthcare.
We
don't
know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last. With American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity. Bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.